How many of us today have our troubles? Oh, you knew you do. Just raise your hand. Come on. All right.
I didn't hear what you said.
We have our troubles, but I want to give you some advice and just a little thought, okay? When we have a trouble, Jesus is there with us. And he'll bring us through it.
Yes.
I believe that as much as I believe that I'm standing here right now in front of you.
Yeah.
Well, if you love the Lord, living for him, saved by the grace of God,
amen.
All you got to do is ask him, and he'll help you with it.
Amen.
I just praise the Lord today that I'm able to be here. Last Sunday was a little different from this Sunday. I feel a whole lot better than I did last Sunday. I sure do. I feel good this morning, and
Amen. Hopefully
it's got something to do with my preaching too, okay? Because last Sunday I couldn't get out what I wanted to get out because of the way I felt, more than likely. I know that you're not just supposed to go by your feelings a lot of times, because you're going to feel bad a lot of times, but you still go on, don't you? All right, so remember that. Ask my wife to come. We hadn't practiced this song in a long time. We hadn't sung it in a long time, but I've had it on my mind for over a week now, and I don't know if we're going to be able to sing it together or not, but we're going to try to sing it. So just listen to the words of it instead of how we just sound, okay? I think if we listen to the words of it, it would be worth it all on all songs that we hear.
If I start talking, you keep going.
I'm here to tell you today, with all our troubles as we was talking about a while ago, I've come too far to look back now. And you have too.
Amen.
You might not admit it, but you have. Amen? All right. Don't get mad at me now this morning because of what I say. Because God will take care of you if you do. Okay? All right. You're going to start it with me.
No, you go ahead. Because if I have to stop, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if I can start it or not. I've come too far to look back again. There is nothing behind me. All the treasures I used to love have all faded from view. There's a new day ahead for me. All my heartaches is over. For I left it at Calvary, where my new life began. I've come too far to look back. My feet have walked through the valley. I've climbed mountains, crossed rivers, desert places unknown. But I'm nearing the home shore, the redeeming, the rejoicing. Heaven's angels are singing. I've gone too far to look back. Look around, there's no happiness. There's no reason for living. Life will give you a broken dream, full of sorrow and fear. Turn around, don't look back again. Face the new day before you. Place your heartache in Jesus' hand. He can mend broken dreams. I've come too far to look back. My feet have walked through the valley. climb mountains, cross rivers, desert places I've known, but I'm nearing the home shore, the redeemed all rejoicing, heaven's angels are singing, I've gone too far to look back, for
I've come too far to look back. My feet have walked through the valleys.
I've climbed mountains, crossed rivers, desert places I know. But I'm nearing the home shore. The redeemed are rejoicing. Heaven's angels are singing. I've gone too far to look back. Too far to look back. Well, I don't think it was too bad. All of you are still here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Now, we are getting nearer from the news that we look at and listen to. You could get real encouraged or real discouraged. But I'm here to tell you that when I hear that news on TV, I know some of it is just probably a hoax. Some of it is just a lie. But if you listen to it, think of one thing. He's coming soon. He can't keep from coming very long. I'm sure of that because, you know, the way that things are happening and the way they say that things are going on, and we see a lot of those things going on if we just look around. But by the way that it's going on, we know that the end is very near for us as Christians, because the Lord is coming, going to come back on cloud, or the eastern cloud, and he's going to call his children home. He's not coming back the first time. He's going to stand on that eastern sky and call his children home, and we're going to lose gravity and take off. If we're in the ground, the Bible says, we've already gone on to be with the Lord. It says that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain shall be gathered together with them in the clouds or in the air. Amen. So it's very close to, I believe, of that, and I think that I'm right. I know that God's Word, if we stop and think about it and read it and study it, we know that it's closer. It's closer now than it's ever been. You say, well, that has to be so. Well, that's true. It does have to be so, but it is. It's closer now than it's ever been. And it ain't very long now. I told my wife the other day, and I told her, I said, well, you know, I told you that a long time ago. Of course, I hadn't been knowing her that long. I've been knowing her for a few years, yes, but not as long as I probably sounded like I know her. But I told her, I said, now, I mentioned that to y'all a long time ago, didn't I? She said, yes, you have. And that is the things that are happening. You know, I believe, and I still believe, and I don't like to talk about things like this too much, but I want to share this with you, my thought. I thought a long time ago, I said, before the end of time, black is going to be against white, and white against black, and it may even come to a war before it's over with between those two. I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves each one of us. No matter what color skin we have, he still loves us. He don't look at the skin. He looks at the heart. And surely, we have to have our heart ready to meet the Lord, do we not? If we don't, then we're going to miss the boat, so to speak. So let me look at the scripture here this morning with you, or you with me. And if you turn in your Bible, or stand in the Old Testament, the book of Joshua. You know, I love the book of Joshua. In fact, I love all of the books. But some talk to me a little bit more than others do. So Joshua is one of them and talks to me a little bit more than some of the others do. But chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 1 down through 9 verses, and I'll try to let you out in just a little while. But the Bible says, if you found it, now, how many know where it's at? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then Joshua, okay? So you can find it that way, and let's go read it now. Verse 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou, all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now let's go back to verse 1 just a minute. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. This kind talks to me a little bit, and it says, you know, the Lord hadn't spoken to Joshua in a long time. That's what it seems like it's saying here to me. I don't know about you, but he says, my servant is dead, Moses. And then they arise and go over. He started telling Joshua what to do. He said, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And then he goes on and says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. What an awesome God we have. He was talking to Joshua, and he said, Joshua, son of Moses is dead. The Moses is dead. Now I want you to rise and go over this Jordan. And he told him, he said, every place of the sole of your foot should tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. See, he's already supplying Joshua, isn't he? We can believe that God can give us our needs, and he will give us our needs. Now, I didn't say he would give us all our wants. He might, but I doubt it, because we always want some things that we really don't need, and it would be bad if he did give them to us. So he don't do anything wrong, does he? So therefore, he wouldn't give them to us. But he gives us our need. He supplies our need, the Bible says. And I believe what God says. So he started telling Joshua, he said, the sole of your feet shall tread upon this place that I have given to you, and I'll give it to you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness, in verse 4, and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses. So what's going to happen? I will be with thee. Did he not say that? He said, so I will be with thee, I will not fail thee, and I will not forsake thee. And then he goes on to say, be good, be strong, and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Well, you know, when you get to thinking about things sometimes, and maybe if you're not close to the Lord as you ought to be, sometimes you say, well, you know, I'm afraid of that, or I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of what's going to happen. My friend, don't be afraid of what's going to happen. If God's in control of it, He's going to take care of it. He can take care of all things. So don't worry about it. And we talk about what's going on, about the coronavirus, and I don't ever say that word 19, because I don't really understand what he's trying to say when he says 19. I think it's talking about 19 things that show you that you might have it. I don't know. I bet that's what I think it is. But anyway, we're not to have fear of this, because God's still in control. Nothing comes to Him as an accident. It is Him that knows everything. And so therefore, if we have Jesus Christ as our Savior, we don't have to worry about things like this. Now, it is a little fear in our natural body, because we are fleshly. We haven't reached the point of our spirituality, all of it yet. When we get to heaven, we're going to have a glorified body. Yes, and that's when we'll be perfect. So we don't know everything yet. But the book of Joshua begins with this statement. Now, unto the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass. Now, it was after Moses died, excuse me, that God spoke to Joshua, and Joshua has suffered a great loss. We suffer great losses a lot of times, don't we? Our friends pass away. Our parents pass away. Sometimes our children pass away. We suffer loss there, don't we? Sure we do. So you see, Joshua had suffered a great loss, but in many cases, it was after that we suffered those losses that God can speak to us. And it's the same way with Joshua. He suffered that loss of Moses, and so the Lord says, I can speak to him, and I'm going to speak to him and tell him what I want him to do. And many times, that's what happens to us. It was in the year that King Uzziah died that Isaiah saw the Lord high lifted up. It was when at the time of suffering loss that Isaiah was transformed and yielded his life to God, saying this, here am I, send me. Have you ever said that to the Lord? Did you really mean it? Here am I, send me. You know, sometimes you think about that and you think about it, well, you know, if I'd say that, he might turn me up on me. And I don't know where I might go. I don't want to go to, well, beyond a foreign country. Do you? I don't. But if God sent me, I'd have to go. But what happened? Isaiah said, send me. Here, my Lord. Now, Joshua has now been appointed by God to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan into the land of promise. Well, God had promised them that. Had promised Moses. There was the land of promise that he did. Now, before they are to leave, God equips them for the journey. Well, what was ahead for them? They didn't know. We go somewhere that God tells us to go. What's ahead with it? We don't know, do we? He don't tell us all of it, but we know that it's going to be all right because he sends us. You think about that, and you know that I'm telling the truth. Amen? Have you ever been told to go somewhere to witness to somebody? You say, well, in my mind, and your mind probably too. Well, I don't know about that. I really don't know him that well. He might curse me out. Well, that's between him and the Lord. He's the one who's going to have to answer for that. But yes, we have in our fleshly body, we have that fear deep down in our soul. But when we go and the Lord saves them, then that's a blessing, isn't it? So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to follow what God says. Amen? Raise your hand and say hallelujah. Would you do that? Hallelujah. Amen. Or you can go home, and if you have never shouted it before, you can go home and say, well, I shouted this morning in church. Tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do, and that's what I'm trying to get at this morning. How long the road of his might be, of us might be, none of us know, but there's one thing that we can know, that God is there with us, and he has everything for us that we need. Amen. There are four things here in this God's message to those who are ready to face the journey. And I believe all of us are ready to face the journey in one way or the other. We might be facing the journey to go witness to somebody. We might be facing the journey to go somewhere else. We might be facing the journey to go to heaven. And we are on the way. You can say that. I'm on the way to heaven if you say. I'm on a journey. Aren't you? Well, look. I'm standing right here. But I didn't ever take a thought of trying to get ready to get over yonder. That side. I never go. But hallelujah, with God's help, I'm going to go. Now where I'm at, I'll tell you where I'm at. I'm in God's will because he told me to come over here. And if I'm in God's will, I'm happy. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm happy in the Lord. Amen. Every once in a while, I get happy in the Lord. And I hope you do too. It's sad to walk around and not be happy in the Lord. And I'm sad a whole lot of times, my wife says. That's okay. She said, I look like I'm sad. And I might be. But most of the time when she says that, I've got a thought in my mind and I'm concentrating on it. Well, you see, the first thing I want to talk to you about is the pilgrim's promise. We've been on a journey. God has promised us some things, has he not? Well, if we're on a journey to heaven, he's promised us some things before we get there. God had made a covenant with Abraham. You know about that. He renewed it with his people through Moses. And now he's ready to fulfill his promise through Joshua. Can you imagine? Three people involved right there in one promise. But I'm here to tell you it's more than that that was involved. I just mentioned three. All the land in Palestine had been fought over many times. But God made the deed out to Israel. Israel, the people of Israel, the Jews are God's chosen people. Amen. And he made a deed out for the land of Israel. The devil has unsaved people believing that Christians consists of taking away all the joy of being a Christian and the privilege of having a good time. The devil wants y'all to not have a good time. I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm having a good time right now. I don't know about y'all, but I hope you are. I hope you are thanking God for the Word of God. It's not the Lord taking away the good things, but the Lord's always giving good things. He's not going to give you something bad. Grace doesn't take away, does it? How are you saved? By God's grace. God doesn't take away His grace, does He? Absolutely not. But instead, grace gives. You ever thought about that? It gives us peace instead of fear, as I was talking about a while ago. It gives us joy instead of sorrow. It also gives us victory instead of defeat. A lot of times we get defeated because we listen to what the devil tells us. Well, you know what the Bible says? Get thee behind me, Satan, for me and my house are going to serve the Lord. If we tell get the devil on the run the other way, we can be all right, can't we? Because God can do it for us. And He'll do it for us with the devil working on us, but it's not as actually as good, so to speak. But you know, in verse 5, not only by a pilgrim's promise, but we see the pilgrim's protection. Verse 5, you see the devil fights, but God protects. The pilgrim's protection. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And this was all that Israel needed to go over and possess the land promised them. God made them a fourfold promise that would preserve them from all opposition. Here it is. No man shall be able to stand against them. Second was, He would be with them. Third, He says He would never fail them. And then four, He said, I'll never forsake them. Now, when we read the account of Israel taking over the land of promise, we see every one of these precious promises fulfilled as God preserves His people from danger. Now, when the spies came to Jericho, Rahab said, we have heard of the mighty things your God has done for you. I don't see any cause whatsoever for us to worry. And we are going to make it, whether we were going to make it or not. Because here's why I say that. When God saved us, it is already settled that we were going to make it when He saved us. Thank God this morning for eternal security. Already settled in heaven. Praise the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on now. In the prayer of Jesus, He said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in my name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. We are a privileged people. You can say what you want to. Thank God that we were raised in the United States of America. 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 Thank God I'm an American. I could have been a Jezebite. But I wasn't. And I'm glad you're here this morning, because you are. And I hope that you'll come back, and I know you will if you're able. Praise God this morning. All right, let's look at the third thing. Verse 6. Here's the pilgrim's privilege. Be strong and of a good courage. See, God had promised them this land and had assured them that he would preserve them, but they, as individuals, had the privilege to accept it and go over with a shout of victory or go over doubting and go over discouraged. Now, we can either shout the victory or pout the defeat. Which one you want to do? I'd rather shout the victory, hadn't you? Well, some of you may not have ever shouted them before. I don't know. But when you raised your hand and said, "Hallelujah," you shouted. So you can say that you shouted before. But listen, keep it up, because God is worthy of our praise. All these things he's done for them, he's done for us. And you stop and think about it and look at it, and you can know that it is. There were some strong in faith, and there was some that was weak in faith. Some went encouraged, and some went discouraged. Some were shouting, and some were doubting. But that's still the same thing today. Excuse me. With all the glorious promises, God makes a person that is saved and assures us that he will never fail us. There are some that never get any joy out of living with Jesus. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You know what we need to do? Well, I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you close by. You've probably never seen me do this before. But that's all right. You've been in a seat in just a minute. But I'm going to tell y'all what to do. You may not like me telling you what to do, and that's all right. Just remember, it comes from God's Word. So if it comes from God's Word, you can't get mad, but you can.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to tell you one by one. You first. Lead the doubters and be a shouter.
Amen.
Lead the doubters and be a shouter. Lead the doubters and be a shouter. Lead the doubters. I ain't saying shouter. I'm trying to say shouter. Okay. Lead the doubters. Go with the shepherds. Lead the doubters and go with the shepherds. And I believe if you'll do that, you'll be a happy Christian even more than you've ever been before. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not one to stay quiet all the time. I stay quiet sometimes, but when the Lord gets hold to me, I have to be a little bit louder. And I know that's all right with me. I don't know about you. But if it's all right with you, then we're all right anyway. In fact, we're all right anyway. Because the devil is trying to fight us, but the Lord's not letting him do it. So let's leave the doubters. There's a lot of people out there doubting. I ain't saying don't have nothing to do with them. Be kind to them. Because we're to love our neighbors. What was one of the great commandments? Love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, heart, mind, and body. Second was like unto you. Love thy neighbor. How? As thyself. I know sometimes you don't love yourself. Now, it comes a time in life, and it happens, I believe. But when you do love yourself, then I'm sure that you feel better about it. Do you not? Mm-hmm. Right. All right, let's look at the pilgrim's power, and I'll be through. Okay? Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to us, observe to do according to all that is written therein. For thee thou shalt make the way prosperous, and thou shalt have a good success. This word that I hold in my hand this morning is the word of God. What does it say? Read it, study it, meditate upon it. That's what we're supposed to do. God gives us some things that we're supposed to do, and if we'll do them, God will really bless us. If you had ever had a prayer answered that you had really been praying for a long time, and God answered that prayer, I'm sure you have. Amen. And I'm glad he did. But the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You'll have good success. You'll make the way prosperous. The final equipment for the journey across the Jordan into the land of promise was the book. God's word. God assured them if they carried the book, if they read the book, if they meditated on the book, obeyed the book, then they would have no trouble whatsoever. Why? He said they wouldn't have any trouble. Do you want to have a time in your life you won't have no trouble? Let me tell you what to do again then, okay? Read the book. Meditate on it. Obey it. Then you're not going to have any problems. I'm not going to say you don't have some problems, but God's there with you. He said, I never leave you, forsake you, and he's going to take care of them. Heard me? He is going to take care of them. When you follow the history of the nation of Israel, you'll find when trouble came was when what? They forsook the book. Hey, that rhymes, don't it? Forsook the book. But Israel did that, and trouble came to them. The Christian, we are well equipped for the journey. What we need is the book. And 1 John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So I hold in my hand this morning the Word of God. When I meditate on it, and I think about it, what it says, it gives me a joy. We have the promise of possession. We have been assured of being preserved. We have a privilege to shout. Ain't nothing but that the devil's people can do when you shout. There ain't nothing they can do to you. Not a thing. They need to be listening to the Word of God too. And take the Word of God as their Savior. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to me but by the Father. You see, we've been preserved, and the privilege we have is to shout. And we have the blessed Word of God. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. All right. How's it with you? Is everything all right? Do you have the victory? Do you know Jesus in free pardon and forgiveness of sin? I hope you do, and I think you do, but, you know, it's my privilege to ask you. Because Jesus Christ, a long time ago, saved my soul. I'm so thankful that I didn't have to go through a lot of things that I see people going through now. It just breaks my heart that people don't even realize sometimes that of what they're doing. Sometimes they are doing drugs and it's messing up their mind if they do it long enough. Alcohol and different other things is happening that people are doing today. You talk to them or try to witness to them sometimes and they don't pay any attention to you. But I'm here to tell you, one day they're going to have to pay attention to the Lord. Because it said in His Word, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that I am Lord. And I'm looking forward to that time, are you? All right, let's bow our head. Father, thank You for the Word of God. And I pray, Lord, that You'll just take it and use it for Your honor, glory in the hearts and lives of each one of us. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, that You'll draw Christians closer to You, Lord. And if by any means or any way there's somebody here who doesn't know You as a Savior, would You save them today for Christ's sake? And I pray, Lord, that Your will be done in every heart and every life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.